80s tomorrow night with a great forecast for the Camellia Bowl. Then scattered showers on Sunday, high in the low 60s. Showers and thunderstorms Sunday night into Monday. Monday's high around 68. Download our weather app and stay on top of the weather changes with push notifications for watches and warnings, plus access to all my blog updates and videos. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
These are headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell Jay. Major cuts coming to the Montgomery Public School System. The board had several options. The one the board chose stated that if the board decided against cutting its own compensation and outsourcing, it would need to cut $5.5 million in full-time positions. Well, the option calls for cutting an estimated 101 teachers and administrators, as well as approximately 30 non-certified employees, janitors, bus drivers, cafeteria workers. Dr. Ed Richardson has to approve the option. The board meets with him Monday. Chief Financial Officer Jason Taylor said the cuts will happen relatively immediately and do not include cuts to the central office. And Brentwood Children's Home is an awesome place. They take kids who are alone in the world, neglected, abused, and they help them. Brentwood has turned 100 years old. Now, Wendell J. says go into your wallet, your purse, make a donation to Brentwood. It's the least you can do for helping kids for 100 years right here in Montgomery. That's Headlines. I'm Wendell J.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
At Tire City and Automotive Service, we give you more miles for your money. How? With a nationwide 24-month, 24,000-mile warranty and ASE-certified master technicians with over 60 years of combined experience, including an ASE-certified master diesel technician. Now, get a lifetime brake service starting at $229 plus tax. It's prompt, precise, and proficiently performed with cutting-edge technology. Compare that to a standard brake job performed by traditional equipment and no lifetime warranty. Visit TireCityAL.com for instant tire pricing, as well as tire manufacturer coupons for Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, BF Goodrich, and others that can save you up to $100 on a set of four passenger or light truck tires with a mail-in rebate. Visit one of our two locations, Atlanta Highway or the Southern Bypass, a half mile east of Baptist Hospital in Alpha. See what our satisfied customers are saying online. They're getting more miles for their money. Shouldn't you?
Everyone wants to feel their best and look their best. And Amplify Salon and Spa is the place that can make it all happen. Amplify is a full-service Aveda concept salon located in the heart of Old Cloverdale at the A&P Lofts. Amplify is a busy, energetic, and environmentally conscious salon with talented stylists specializing in all the latest hair color, cutting, and styling trends. And the professionals at Amplify's full-service spa are available to customize your spa experience and help you with a wide variety of skin, nail, body, and cosmetic services. Visit our website at AmplifySalon.com for all the details, including a list of our services and spa packages. Gift certificates are available too. Start looking and feeling your best today. Call Amplify Salon and Spa at 334-834-4243. That's 334-834-4243.
Your car has lots of lights. You've got headlights, interior lights, the light that comes on when you open your glove box. But there's one light that's the pest of the bunch, your check engine light. And at AutoZone, we have the tools to help you troubleshoot the real problem for free. Whether it's something serious or something simple like a loose gas cap, you'll get a MyZone health report to help save you money and hassle down the road. So if your check engine light comes on, come on over to AutoZone and let's get you what you need.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Jolly Days just got even jollier because this Friday through Sunday only, just $5 gets you started leasing to own top brands in furniture, electronics, and appliances. Yes, just $5. And in true Aaron spirit, there's no credit needed and delivery and setup are free. Make your holiday a jolly one. Get started with just $5 at participating Aaron stores this Friday and Saturday or at Aaron's.com this Friday through Sunday. Just $5 gets you started during Aaron's Jolly Days.
Transaction advertises a rental purchase agreement. Some restrictions apply, so see store for details.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The FCC has rolled back an Obama-era rule on net neutrality.
The net neutrality rule regulates the internet like a public utility.
Regulation is a stealth taxation.
Vice President Pence is delaying a planned trip to Israel in case his tie-breaking vote is needed in the Senate to get tax reform over the line.
21st Century Fox is being sold to Disney, a $52 billion deal.
Texas Republican Congressman Blake Farenthold won't seek re-election.
Iran is violating international agreements.
U.S. Air Force stealth fighters intercepted two Russian attack jets over Syria.
A firefighter killed in Southern California.
Toyota's goal is to boost its sales of hybrids, electric and fuel cell vehicles to 5.5 million units.
A deadly collision between a school bus and a train in southern France.
And in Ontario, police say four people were killed in a helicopter crash north of Kingston.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. Newstar 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Friday, TGIF edition, 272-9228. First-time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market gift card, $50 gift card. Man, how much? That would go great for that $7.99 prime rib.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm doing. I talked to Daniel last night. Got to see Daniel's new car from Jack Ingram's used car. It was spectacular. I'm telling you, he got a great car at a great price. He bought a Cruise, Chevrolet Cruise, with a diesel engine in it. And it drives like gangbusters. Let's go to the phone and go to Jim. Jim, welcome aboard.
Good afternoon, Dan.
How are you?
Pretty good. Hey, Dan, I called earlier on the Barron Show asking about this, and I just wanted your opinion. And I told him, I am totally disappointed and disillusioned with the appointment of Jeff Sessions. Dan, he has literally done nothing since he was appointed. And I don't know if we just expected him to be a great attorney general because he was a good senator, but I sure wish he had never gotten into that. We'd have him in as our senator now. We wouldn't have all this crap with Doug Jones. And Trump needs to get somebody else. Dan, he's just not doing anything. I don't know what it is, but I don't know what he's doing.
Well, let's try it from this angle. Maybe what he's doing takes a lot more time because he wants to have all the ducks lined up. My sense of this thing is they are doing exactly what I got from him from the beginning. They're investigating the investigation. I think the Mueller situation kind of has things there, but these texts and all this kind of stuff, I think what they're doing is getting the T's crossed and the I's dotted, and they're building the case.
Well, I hope they're doing something, Dan, because I'm, you know, this thing, you know, Trump ran, you know, his big thing when he ran was immigration.
Right.
And that he ain't doing nothing on that. I mean, I'm really.
Well, give me an example of what you think he's not doing.
I mean, I don't know what he's doing. He's just bouncing all over the place. This tax bill, let's talk, Jim,
let's talk about the fact. Illegal immigration is down some 70%. And the reason he's doing that is because he's beefed up the border security and he's put the word out that we're going to be there and we're going to stop you from coming over. So that's doing something.
When's he going to build the wall?
Well, I don't know where your government class ended, but that's got to be basically paid for by Congress first.
Yeah. But I guess I just got frustrated because I thought Trump was going to get in there and really just take off. And I know he's been attacked from all sides and, you know, they put roadblocks up on everything he tries to do, but I don't know. It's just this tax bill they're fighting over, Dan, is just not very good.
The what site?
I said this tax bill they're trying to pass is not very good.
Why is it not very good? I think it is, to me, far superior than where they started out with it. I think it's a good bill. What do you not like about it?
They better not take away my deductions. I'm going to be in trouble.
What do you mean, your personal exemptions?
Well, I'm not. Yeah, not just that, but you know, at first they're talking about, you know, your deductions on your interest on your house and stuff
That's still in there.
Yeah, they're gonna put that back in.
It is back in the compromise bill.
Okay, but the main thing was just this thing with Sessions. I see all this stuff going on in the country, all this stuff with the FBI and all stuff, but I don't hear anything from the Attorney General, nothing. And you say he's working in the back and, you know, trying to get...
Jim, let me kind of... First of all, you didn't have an FBI director until way later into this process when they brought in Wright. Yeah. Number two is these things take time. You don't want to just run in and jump on it because as soon as they do something, they're going to yell politics. They're going to yell, you know, they're going to scream and go crazy about him. And also he's got to be careful because of the Mueller investigation and recusing himself. Right. So, you don't want government to be moving at record speed where people can get hurt or they don't get the job done.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I mean, it's like, I'll give you a case, the Enron case, which this guy, who was the guy who wrote the text on the, was one of the big investigators in Mueller's operation, he basically got overturned in every charge he had against those Enron people. He put a company in shambles. They were destroyed, and a CPA firm, accounting firm, got destroyed. And that was because they got too fast and got too aggressive.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. It's just kind of, you know, I guess one thing I just heard about this FBI thing, Dan, I just didn't realize how corrupt the FBI is. There's something going on. You know, the FBI is supposed to be a law enforcement organization. They got a bunch of, there's a lot of corruption in that FBI, Dan. A lot of it.
Well, and see, that's part of it. You can't go in and start dismantling something. You got to go in and find out who the bad guys are so you can take this cancer out of there. I mean, when you're talking about charging an FBI agent with some things, you're talking about something pretty big, and you damn well better make sure you're right, because you don't, in the Watergate world, you don't want to overextend yourself.
I just hope they get something done on it.
I do too, but Jim, you need to have patience.
I guess I'm impatient, Dan. I'm getting old. I hope I can live to see it.
Me too. Me too, brother. Me too. You have a great day.
You too, brother.
And a great weekend. To heck with the day. Let's go to Patrick. Patrick, welcome aboard the Namor ship.
Hey, buddy.
How are you?
Two things that I like that Jim said.
Yep.
I don't know what Sessions is doing, and I don't know what Trump is doing. Those were the only things that sounded sensible. The rest of it was just unthought-out worry. Number one, people like me and Jim and even you are way down the totem pole in on the get to know this information. And in keeping it quiet, Sessions is doing what he should be doing and not grandstanding about investigations and letting the people he's investigating know all about it.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
And I firmly support Sessions. I mean, if you think about the past people who had run the DOJ with news conferences and, oh, by the way, where are all the leaks out of the Department of Justice now?
Yeah, that's kind of changed. And you know why it's changed? They're investigating now in the 70s the leaks that have happened, occurred in DOJ.
Yeah. And, gee, it dried up. I mean, you don't hear, we're not getting any information. And that's the way the Department of Justice should be run, professionally, quietly, confidentially, and thoroughly. Like, and I agree with you 100%. These investigations have to be perfect, every T crossed, every I dotted, to make the cases. The only time we need to know anything is after the grand juries have issued warrants and indictments, and those things have been served and people are already in custody.
Absolutely. And there's another piece of this equation. If part of what happened with the FBI and Comey is that they go in and they put Flynn under oath, and they know what the answer is, and they go in and ask him the question, and he lies to him, and they indict him for that. Why did Uma Abedin and Cheryl Mills, why did they get a pass on that?
Exactly. But I've only met Jeff Sessions twice, talked to him maybe for 5 minutes one time, and then maybe 2 minutes one time, and observed him talking to other people for about 30 minutes. And I'll tell you what I learned from that. That is a straightforward, honest person, very humble.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I consider him a personal friend of mine. He's been a great friend of the show. He's always been there when we asked for him.
Yeah, up until he became head of DOJ.
DOJ.
Yeah. He would call in any time you ask him to. That's understandable.
Absolutely.
He can't answer the questions that you might ask him.
Yeah.
I applaud him. I think my faith is totally behind Jeff Sessions on this.
I like that. And I know he appreciates that.
Oh, by the way, you said some things here recently that I wanted to hug your neck for.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
What?
You, after Barron did his thing taking votes for who to blame on Roy Moore losing, mm-hmm. you know, and Doug Jones winning, you were the only one that hit it out of the park. No one that called in on his show did. You came on your show and just casually mentioned the person to blame is Mitch McConnell. I knew that for ages. I mean, Mitch McConnell started this back in the primary by meddling there.
Yeah, no, that's exactly, absolutely, absolutely.
He tried to pick a winner in the primary, and guess what? He screwed up. And the voters, you can't blame Roy Moore for beating Strange. Strange was a loser. His shenanigans with Governor Bentley, that was on his back bad all the way to the end. There wasn't anybody in Alabama that didn't know about that. And I remember talking to people who said, I can't vote for him. You know, and all of it, he spent more time as a lobbyist than he did in any elected offices. So, you know, why put another crook in there?
There you go.
All right, man. Thank you.
Thank you. You have a great weekend.
You too.
News Talk 93.1. Rick, coming back to you. Papa B, hang on for me. Dan Marsh Show on a Friday, TGIF edition.
Listening to the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV. Broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Accidents come in all sizes, from the little parking lot ding in your door to the next door neighbor's kid and his skateboard to the full-blown uh-oh in traffic. Precision Body and Paint can handle all of your... Precision Body and Paint has been repairing dings, scrapes, and crashes in the River Region since 1986. They pride themselves on quality, affordable auto body repair. They fix your vehicle right the first time. Precision's technicians have years of experience, and their goal is 100% customer satisfaction. Remember, if you are in an accident, it's your choice which collision repair facility repairs your car. Insist on Precision Body and Paint. 4245 Atlanta Highway. Estimates are free, and Precision Body and Paint works with all insurance companies. They handle collision repair, auto glass and mirror repair, hail damage, or body trim repair. So, if you have a... or even a little door ding, call Precision Body and Paint at 277-2080. Like them on Facebook. Remember, Precision Body and Paint won't sleep until your car is perfect.
Almost everyone has a pet, or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bell Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
What I want.
272-9228, that's where we are. Let's go to the phones here, boys and girls. Let's go to Rick. Rick, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Well, thank you, Dan. I want to bring it back to the local in this MPS laying off 100 teachers or terminating 100 teachers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I look at my property tax, and first off, I'm not sure I really understand it because I pay a portion of it to a category that's called school, and then I pay that same amount to a category that's called district school. So in essence, I'm paying twice. And if I look at the number of houses in the city, or even because this is county, even in the county, how is laying off, in other words, I'm trying to figure out where the money goes.
Where did the money go, huh?
Yeah, which cup is it under today?
Okay, let me answer one of the questions that was a concern. Because they were worried that people on one side of town wouldn't get their schools funded, your district that you're in, the schools that are in where you live, those get a district tax. And so then it's going to quote neighborhood schools in essence. And then the other property is a general property tax for the county. But it makes sure that they've got the assets done correctly. I will let you in on a little secret. They don't necessarily obey the rule. But that was the purpose of why they did that.
Okay.
But then, of course, a good old bureaucrat cracked the code on it, and they could put it in there, and then they just do a book journal entry on it. My mother was really upset at that.
Yeah, and I for the life of me, I can't fathom that the answer is to eliminate 100 teachers.
Well, the reason is that when you look at the school system and you look at where the money is not in building, is not in electricity, is not in all of that. It's in teachers.
Okay.
And so what they're doing is reducing the number so they can get below the line, because they're going to get the same number of amount of money for students no matter what. So what they're doing is they're dropping the bar down to the number of teachers. You're not going to get it from custodial staff, bus drivers, and things like that.
Dan, and correct me if I'm wrong, but don't we go through this exercise almost every year, that in December they go through this process of pink slipping to get back to the budget, but then we're going to turn right back around and rehire them?
Well, what they do, the reason they do that is if a teacher stays for more than 3 years, then they're in the system and they have the first beginning part of tenure. So they're going to get a contract next year no matter what. But then when you're 10 years out, when you're 10 years in the system, then you're tenured. And it's very difficult to fire someone. So it's part of the crazy thing that AEA, which is a pox in our state, basically created these arcane little situations to try to do full employment for teachers. And trying to be a new teacher in Alabama is very difficult, because for you to be a new teacher and make it past 3 years, somebody above you that's 10 years has got to leave.
Right. It just seems insane to me.
Do you know why? Because it is. Joey knew what I was going to say.
Good. I like that. Okay.
If we want to do something for education, get rid of our current way that we're doing this, and tenure rules and the hiring. I mean, it's nuts what we're doing. Absolutely nuts.
Well, I'm glad that I'm not the only one who's
No. Yeah. Let me tell you something. It's hard to go to a cocktail party with people who have kids in school or just out of school, and this not to be a discussion.
Right. It just
drives you crazy.
It does. Every day. And it's like, how do we allow that to happen? You know, we say all this about schools and our kids, put our kids first, but we're failing them.
Yeah.
And nobody's accountable for that.
Here's the crazy, big, dirty secret that's out there. The AEA, who went in during the Paul Hubbard regime and basically talked the House and Senate members into doing all these things for the children. But the problem is, it wasn't for the children. It was for the teachers. He was not representing children. He was representing teachers. And he did it under the guise of better education. The more we pay teachers, the better product we'll get. No, we won't, because you can't fire the lousy teacher. Now, you think this is a subject I'm passionate about?
I'm kind of picking up on that.
You're feeling me, as they would say.
Yeah. The logical conclusion of that would be to go back and say, and how's that working out for you?
Yeah, but you can't get... What would have to happen to dump the system is you would have to have the independence of a school district, and then that school district itself would have to decide, yeah, we're going to do charter schools and we're going to do vouchers and things like that. I would have no problem at all paying a higher amount of property tax and doubling my property tax if you were going to take that and put it into vouchers and put it into charter schools and not waste it on bureaucrats. Because let me tell you, Montgomery, Alabama would be the greatest place in the world to live if you had that. Because people do not live here because they know the school system sucks. That's
right.
That alone.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, I mean, you know, the truth is what it is.
There you go. The truth hurts. Rick, I enjoyed my conversation with you.
Well, thank you for the insights, Dan, and throw me in your drawing.
You got to give me your month and day of birth, Rick.
7/22.
Rick, I want you to have a great weekend. We're going to do that drawing in the next hour, okay?
Yep. Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Rick. I appreciate you.
Yes, sir.
Let's break, right? Break. Papa B, hang on. Tommy, you too. We're going to be right back.
Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Brubaker Motors. What's new at Brubaker? It's our end of the year sale. All remaining 2017 models must go. Come see us or go online at Brubaker.com for our specials. The all-new Kia Stinger GT sedan with 360 horsepower. Available soon. Kia, for the second year in a row, is number one in J.D. Power initial quality, edging out Porsche for the second year. See our other models, all value-priced, ready to sell. Our Prattville and Montgomery Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, and Fiat locations. Great deals this month on our huge selection of Ram trucks, especially during hunting season. Throw all the kids into the back of the Pacifica, a new type of people mover, and the always popular, great-to-drive, anywhere Jeep Grand Cherokee, the leader in SUVs for decades. Infiniti, sporty luxury, the all-new QX30 compact SUV crossover, or the carry-everything-in-style QX80, big enough to carry all your stuff, but nimble as a cat. Hundreds to choose from. And don't forget our award-winning service departments. All locations have express oil change, all value-priced and convenient. Only at Brubaker Motors.
Celebrate the holidays with a special gift from Cronier's Fine Jewelry. What woman wouldn't love a pair of stunning and elegant diamond earrings from Cronier's? Honor the special person in your life. Cronier's Fine Jewelry. When you believe in forever. Celebrate the holidays with a special gift from Cronier's Fine Jewelry. Stunning diamond bracelets are available in breathtaking designs at Cronier's Fine Jewelry. Honor the special person in your life. Cronier's Fine Jewelry. When you believe in forever.
Hey, River Region, Dave Ramsey here. The thing about Christmas is it's the same time every year. This means you have absolutely no excuse not to plan ahead and budget for gifts. I recommend you visit my friends at Southern Homes and Gardens, Alabama's premier Christmas store. Southern Homes and Gardens is locally owned and operated for over 38 years, and they carry a huge variety of long-lasting, lifelike Christmas trees, always 50% off. You can also get gorgeous poinsettias and holiday greenhouse favorites for your gift buying. They have a wide selection of budget-friendly pre-wrapped gifts, plus an endless selection of store-wide gift specials, up to 50% off and on-site personalization. Choose from exquisite decor and hundreds of ornaments. So visit Southern Homes and Gardens today. Call 334-387-0440. Or visit southernhomesandgardens.com. Tell them Dave sent you.
David Ernest and Ernest Financial can help you with your retirement plans.
I've been in business over 30 years, and most of my clients love the concept of never being able to lose money and always have the money that they've made.
David Ernest has good advice on starting your retirement plans.
There's ways to take that 401k, that IRA, or the situation that you're in, and put it somewhere where if something goes wrong, you're still in good shape.
David Ernest is really different.
When the crowd is going in one direction, I like to go in the opposite direction because statistically it shows that that's usually the best direction to go.
The website retirewithernest.com has lots of very useful information.
Read about my biography, read about the ways that we invest money, and then you'll have a more clear picture of what it's all about.
Do things differently. Get in touch with David Ernest. Non-traditional retirement, yet your money is protected. Go to retirewithernest.com and get started now.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu. The Secretary of State says the U.S. will keep up the pressure on North Korea, where the situation has not changed over the last 11 months and may even be worse.
We're going to continue our diplomatic efforts. Those options remain open until other things may foreclose the diplomatic option.
Rex Tillerson speaking at a U.N. Security Council meeting, now Pyongyang a key part of a phone call between the Russian president and President Trump, who told reporters,
"The primary point was to talk about North Korea."
because we would love to have his help on North Korea. China's helping. Russia's not helping. We'd like to have Russia's help. Very important.
Speaking just before heading off to the FBI Academy in Quantico, Virginia, where he addressed the graduating class, pledging to support law enforcement officers, calling for the death penalty for anyone convicted of killing a police officer. Fox News, we report, you decide.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Capital City Ace Hardware. When it comes to hardware for your home, Ace is the place. 3215 Taylor Road next to Applebee's.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a very chilly day underway today, but milder over the weekend. A good bit of cloudiness today. Sunshine will be limited. Kind of a cold day with a high only around 49, but you add in that northwest breeze at 10 to 16, it'll make it seem a lot colder than it is. Tonight, partly cloudy, colder, overnight low 30. Tomorrow, mostly sunny. Nice day, high in the upper 50s tomorrow. We'll go down to the 40s tomorrow night with a great forecast for the Camellia Bowl. Then scattered showers on Sunday, high in the low 60s. Showers and thunderstorms Sunday night into Monday. Monday's high around 68. Download our weather app and stay on top of the weather changes with push notifications for watches and warnings, plus access to all my blog updates and videos. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
I was searching on a one-way street.
That's where we are. Let's go to the phone, sir. Let's go to Papa B.
Hey, Dan.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Joey.
Hello. I'm wonderful. Yeah.
You're talking about a happy camper. Joey's a happy camper. Joey's going to Atlanta. And he's going to go there to be a man.
Well, I hope you have a good time, and I hope y'all have a great weekend.
Appreciate it.
How would you like to be Jeff Sessions right now, Dan? Can you imagine the job that he has ahead of him?
Yeah, but, you know, the great thing is I think he's got some good people with him. I think he's doing it the right way. Rosenstein was a little troubling to me in his testimony, but I got a feel that Jeff Sessions is kind of where he can park his car, he's going to park his car there.
Mm-hmm. You know, I've got a couple of theories about this whole thing, and let me just bounce it off of you and see what you think, okay? The first one is, I think it's clear by now that elements of the deep state, including those in the highest levels of the federal government and the Department of Justice, with hard ties to the Democratic Party, were attempting to undermine the president from coming into office, first of all, being elected, and second of all, to attempt to, I believe, get him impeached after he got in. Now, the document that they had, the false document that had, they wanted it so that they could use it to trigger the levers of power and spy, basically, on the Trump administration, both before the election and then afterwards too, some, or to impeach him. But they couldn't submit that file themselves. They needed a stooge. Enter stage left, John McCain, the dubious and very naive John McCain.
Did you say the stuvious? The stoogious?
Dubious.
Oh, dubious. I said stoogious.
Okay. Dubious.
I got you. I'm here.
And so they I guess they were hoping maybe, or they kind of knew that he was going to be advised to turn it over to the FBI. And then once it was turned over, they could then say, oh, well, we got to investigate this. And they were able to use it.
Yeah, and what you're talking about is something real big, which is whatever color, Jim, I guess, is that if we take the concept that the Steele dossier was paid for by the Hillary Clinton campaign, the DNC, and Obama for America, and then they used that as the pretext to get a FISA warrant to go in and wiretap, as Donald Trump said a long time ago, Trump Towers. And and then you've got people that are unmasking, they're throwing stuff out, and they're making accusations that it's really them that did it, not the people that are being accused. That's right. Deep state. That is big. And you don't just kind of rush in and go knock the door down and go start throwing people out in the street and cuffing them. You got to know exactly what you're talking about because you're dealing with people that are on the inside. So that's why I think Jeff Sessions is going slow.
Of course. And, you know, I know the frustration with Trump. I'm frustrated, too. I want it to all come out, you know, last year.
Yeah, he's frustrated.
You know, these wheels of justice have to turn slowly to grind finally, I suppose. But, you know, what do you think about that idea? Because it would be too obvious for them to use a document they knew to be false. They had to have somebody else give it to them so they could use it as an excuse. Oh, a senator has given it to us, so therefore we got to investigate now. What do you think about that theory?
Yeah, it's along the lines of what I'm thinking of is that's I think what they did is they created a false narrative so they could go in. And I think, I mean, Comey basically said, the reason I did that is because I wanted there to be a special counsel. He said that. He said that under oath.
Exactly. And now the other thing I would say is that once this deep state starts unraveling, I think it's going to unravel fast. I don't think it's going to, once, you know, they start pulling on those threads to untangle those knots, it's really going to unravel the deep state, the Democratic Party, and the media by the time this whole thing is through. And once it starts collapsing, it's going to go fast.
Well,
what do you think about that?
Here's a problem with that is that you know, the deep state, these are intelligence officers. These are people who are in the intelligence community and in the judicial community, and they probably know how to kind of work the system and stay on the QT. I think what they're going to do is they're going to find somebody who's going to, they're going to catch them, and they're going to be scared, and they're going to spill the beans. And then you've got then you get into the strings unraveling.
Right. The other, and just one other thing.
Yes.
Whether by design or by total providence, I think this Mueller investigation has effectively become an internal sting in the Department of Justice. What do you think about that theory?
That could possibly be, and that has been mentioned before by several different people. Here's the question: why the Papadopoulos and the Michael Flynn? What did they know? Why did Flynn plead guilty to lying to the FBI and Papadopoulos also?
I don't know.
Yeah,
that's interesting. Well, you know, I think that there's some things that are fixing to happen. I believe that the internal audit that's going on right now,
the Inspector General
mm-hmm. is going to, from what I gathered from some of the interviews and testimony about the first of the year, some of that's going to come out. Is that what you?
Well, they've got they've got some FBI agents there, including. That he's testifying next week.
Okay, well,
that's
that would be interesting. It is, and I just do hope that the light of day will be shed on all of this stuff so that it can restore my confidence in the government. Because I think that the FBI and many of these agencies they've been pulling these kinds of shenanigans for a long time, and I'd like for it to stop.
Yeah,
and I think Donald Trump is the president to do it.
Yeah, let me tell you something. The deep state and the intelligence, because, I mean, this is Dan talking. I would love to see Clapper and Brennan going down. I'd love to see something happened to Loretta Lynch because they tampered with this thing. I mean, you're going to hear in one cut, they're sitting there saying, Comey said, well, you know, I had to do this because of the Lynch meeting with Bill Clinton. Well, the piece that he wrote, which ended up to be the final piece, that was before the meeting.
Yep. And, you know, this the whole goes back to my old theory. When the handcuffs start coming out, that's when you're going to start hearing some finger pointing going on.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? And that's when the whole thing's going to start really collapsing, and I think in a hurry. But
yeah.
Anyway, nice talking to you guys.
Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure. This hour brought to you by Brubaker Motors, Eastern Bypass, and Prattville location. Dick is very, very serious, as is Don Rickard, of selling cars and getting them out of there. If it's got a 2017 sticker on it, you know what? Your advantage to go get it. Particularly, let me tell you something, particularly when the body style does not change for the 2018. I would go in and jump on it and get going. They are going to want to do business with you. So go by and see them. Tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener and how much you appreciate it. Let me see if I can. Can I fit Tommy in? Tommy, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
You know, I think it's funny that I'm calling about education. I think I'd rather hear Dick Brubaker's opinion than mine. You know, I got a couple quotes for you, and I can hold over if I need to. But the first quote, Bodie Bachman says, "You can't keep sending your kids to Caesar and then complain when he sends back Roman soldiers." And then the next quote that I would relay to the problem we have with allowing government to, you know, be in charge of the standards and be in charge of, you know, what kind of money it's going to take to achieve those standards. You know, when you ask a liberal, you know, how much money do you need to run your program? The answer is more. It doesn't matter where you start. It's always we need more. So when you set the standards, it's always more. We didn't have enough. There's always an excuse. Government always gets bigger. And I go back to a quote that I heard from Johnny Hunt, and Johnny Hunt's preacher over in Woodstock, Georgia, where he said, "Your people will care about what you care about." Well, when you look at the success of the students in government schools, they're very successful at getting a green agenda imparted on the kids. They're very successful at blaming everybody but the individual, blaming society about every problem that man has is somebody else's fault. And I think that if you look at, they teach to a test in order to achieve standards and look good so they can justify getting more money, get more money. And it's no longer a situation, and you know this, your wife's an educator, it's no longer a situation where mom and dad go sit down with the teachers and say, what do we have to do to educate our child with the teacher? It's now, what do we have to do to placate the parents, get them to do well on the standardized test, and get all the government money coming in that we possibly can?
No, absolutely. Let me tell you, you're spot on. You know, to a liberal, the solution to the problem is more government and more money.
They
don't ever recognize that they are the problem.
And I think I'm in a unique position to speak. My mother was the head of the study skills department at Penn State University, Berks campus, for 10 years.
Wow.
She taught at the high school level in Indiana for years, was a card-carrying union member that went on strike, came down to Alabama. I went to a private school in Montgomery, and now I homeschool. Do you think I'd ever be able to pull off homeschooling with my mother had she not retired from teaching in Virginia at the high school level when she would send a troublemaker down to the office, and the office would send them back and say, we don't want them. You keep the troublemakers in the class. We got nothing we can do with them. And then the other thing that happened is they took her syllabus, looked at it, and told her that it was the most negatively written, you know, academic material they'd ever seen just because of how strict she was. And she was teaching the material. She was teaching kids to write. She had a track record of being very successful, been published. And so much of education now is placating the parents and making the kids happy and enjoy themselves, give them a trophy, send them on their way, you know, what advance them or graduate them to their level of inability. And, you know, when we look at what's going on in the Montgomery school system, it breaks your heart to think that they're losing all those employees when they just lack leadership.
Yeah, you're singing my song. You were singing my song.
Keep up the good work, guys. Thanks.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Tommy. Jane and George. Jane and George. I like that. Going to be back. Dan Moore Show right after this brief break.
The Dan Moore Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price, simple and clear, with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip James, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Well, there's a light in your eye that keeps shining. Like a star that can wait.
I love this.
I hate to think I've been blinded.
Get into the bend towards the top of the hour. Let's go to the phones and go to Jane. Hey, Jane. Me, Dan.
Matt, what I want to talk about today is education.
Sure.
Or the lack thereof. It's one of my pet peeves.
Okay.
I hear it, I see it on the internet where teachers don't know how to use your and your, Y-O-U-R. They will use that instead of Y-O-U, apostrophe R-E. Mm. They will use T-O instead of T-double-O. And I see it in the newspaper. I see it on TV. And, you know, we don't have the same teachers that when I was going to school. When I was going to school, they would paddle us. Most of the time, one of my teachers...
No, wait, hold on. Jane, did you ever get paddled?
No, I didn't. I really didn't. I didn't even get slapped in the hand. I had one teacher that she would take your fingers and make you hold out your hand, and she would take her paddle and blah, 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 blah.
Were you at a Catholic school?
No.
Sounds very Catholic to me.
Just a plain little old country school. But my daddy told us, if you get a paddle in at school, you would get one when you get home.
Yeah, oh yeah. I mean, I was in great fear of having a bad report card and walking into my house.
Right. But it's sadly, it's not like that anymore. Well, the schools aren't like that anymore. And that's just one of my pet peeves.
Well, I appreciate you calling in and sharing that with us.
Well, and I do want to get in on the Sweet Creek box because I've gone and bought pecans that, they have good stuff.
Say it just the way you said it.
Yeah, they have good stuff.
We can make a commercial out of this, Joey. Jane, give me your month and day of birth.
10/26.
Just had a birthday a little while ago. Jane, you're in. We're going to do the drawing next hour, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Ta-ta. Let's go to George. George, welcome aboard.
George.
I want to hold him and squeeze him and call him George. Okay, George, we'll move to Becky. Becky, how are you? Tea Party Becky, how are you?
I am great. How are you guys?
Excuse me, good.
Well, this is one of those, I guess it kind of goes into education, but I have been at the Camellia Bowl luncheon this afternoon down at the Renaissance. My stepbrother happens to be the athletic director for Middle Tennessee, and they're playing in the bowl game tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
So I just wanted to call and tell people this is their seventh bowl game that they've been in, and they think the Montgomery people have the best hospitality of any bowl game they've ever been to. And other people on the stage from where they're playing Arkansas State were saying the same thing, too. Montgomery just has great hospitality. So I just wanted to brag on all your listeners out there who I know are great people in the community and make it so great when people come from other states to visit. They love Montgomery. So I want to say thank you to everyone who's so nice. And then I also wanted to just encourage people. The game is tomorrow night. Actually, there is a pep rally for Middle Tennessee tonight at the train shed at 5. And then the Montgomery Christmas Parade, I believe, is at 6 o'clock tonight. You can correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it's 6. And so the football players on both teams will be part of that tonight. And then the game is tomorrow night at 7. And it's going to be a really good community event. Tickets are still available. So I just want to encourage, this is the first bowl game that I've ever been to.
I want to tell you.
Yeah, go ahead.
Last year, I went down to the soiree, the tailgating before the game. And I had these VIP passes, field passes that were there. And everybody there on the Appalachian State side and on the other side, they were so nice. And they were just like, this town is so great, that your downtown area. And I mean, they were just going crazy over it. And I gave my tickets away. I got my little food thing, but I gave my tickets to the game and some bar tickets away, and the people were so grateful. I went back and watched it on TV, and I want to tell you something. Montgomery looked like $1 million on ESPN. I mean, the stadium was full. They were doing moonshots of the Capitol Dome. They were talking about they did a story about the downtown area and everything. I was going like, that is like $1 million worth of publicity.
Yeah. And I hope it's going to be that way tomorrow. I know the Middle Tennessee side got like 2,500 tickets, and they've already sold 2,400 quickly. They're probably all gone now that the team got. But anyway, I...